Okay, Mace, they were still discussing whether Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur or Hutra B'tzibur. The Nosa Aaron is Avon HaKadoshim. Says in the Torah that Aaron should carry the sin of the Kadoshim. Something, somehow, Aaron, Nosa means that he's Mechaper on it. Meratze. B'chi'ezo Avon Hu Nosei. Which Avon HaKadoshim does Aaron, is Aaron Mechaper on? Im Avon Pigol, Harikvar Nemer Lo Yiratze. If it's talking about Pigol, Musi Rashi holds Pigol means Chutzlin Komo. That you had in mind when you shechted the korban, or that you were zorik the dam, or one of the other four avodos, one of the other of the four avodos, that you were going to eat it outside the place that you're allowed to eat it, either kachim kalim outside Yerushalayim or kachim kadoshim outside the azara. The im of a noser, noser, even though noser normally means you leave a korban over more than the time you're allowed to eat it, here it's machsheves noser, which means Rashi says chutz lizmano. You had intention to eat it more than the amount of time you're allowed to eat it. You had in mind to eat a shlam in more than 2 days in a night, or a chattis more than 1 day in a night. Tosus learns just the opposite. The girsos, that pigul is always chutz lizmano. Pigul is having in mind that you're going to eat it outside the time limit. And no sir means what's it called outside the place where you're allowed to eat it. And there's a sheet that Tosus brings down that noser means mamish, eating it after the time that you're not allowed to eat. Not machsheves noser. And the havamina is that it's possible that if you left the korban over, impossible whole korban lamafreya. The Rashi says it's not shy. We'll see Rashi in a second. Harikvar ne'amar lo yechoshev. If it's talking about avol noser, meaning eating it according to Rashi, having a machshava that you're going to eat it outside the time limit. It already said lo yichoshev. It's not. No, there's no way in those kapara. The carbon is possible. So Aaron is not going to make a carbon that had machsheves pigul or machsheves noser chutzus mano or chutzlim komo kosher, not kosher. So what is ha eno noser lo oven tuma shehutra mechlala betzibur? Which oven is tuma? The what's it called? The tzitz is maratze on oven tuma. If the Bailin or the carbon was tamei, so then what's it called? If the carbon was tamei, then what's it called? Since tuma is a more lighter kind of psul, because there's a case where tuma is mutter by tzibur. So therefore, since tuma hutra b'tzibur, therefore the tzitz is maratza on avon tuma. But we see from the lashon Rashi says. That it says what's it called hutra michlala betzibor, not techuya he betzibor. So we're medayik from the lashon the tuma hutra betzibor, not techuya from the lashon itself of hutra michlala betzibor. Rashi. Im oven pigul harik varnemer lo yirotze. The im oven noser harik varnemer lo yichoshik. Okay, that's the girsa. That what's it called that we have, and that's where Rashi is. V'hachi perusho, ezu oven yera bekarben she'at sitz maratz alav she'akasher. What psul can happen to the carbon that the tzitz makes it kosher? Im oven amachsheves chutzlim komo hakruya pigul. If it's machsheves chutzlim komo, like we explained, which is called pigul, kinamrinim bezvachim shlishi zechutzlim komo. Harikver Nemer Bikdoshim Kiyo Pigul Hulo Yerotze. Torah says Beferish that it's not going to become kosher. Bo Kimna Bechutzlim Komo Sechazvachim. The Im Oven Machsheves Noser. Shechisha Beshchita Amanas Locho Chutzes Mano. And if it's Machsheves Noser, which means you had intention, when you did one of the four avodos of the Dam, Shechita, Zrika, Kabbalah, or Holacha, you had in mind that you're going to eat it outside the time limit that the Torah gave it. Harikvar Nemer Hamakriv also Lo Yechoshev Bokim Number Machsheves Chutzes Mano. It says in the Torah Lo Yechoshev. It won't be kosher. So the tzitz can't be maratza on pigul or chutzes mano or chutzlim komo. So what is it maratza on? Ha Eino Nosei Ha Lashem Meatahu must be that it's maratza on something else. Meata Iatamotzi Shia Nosei Ela Oven Carbon Tuma. It must be maratza when the carbon is possible because it's tamei. Umaishna did the Shadina Leilakula. Why Taka is Tuma different than the other ones? Why Tuma is Maratze and Pigul and Machsheves Noser it's not? Hoel Matsinu Bokalacher, because we find another Kula by Tuma. Right? Shehutra Latzibur, Nechlau Isser Shabiyachim. Because by Tzibur, Tuma doesn't pass the carbon. Tuma Hutra Batzibur. There even by a carbon yachid, the tzitz makes it kosher. Ktani mia shehutra b'tzibur. Al mehetru b'tzibur. It says hutra b'tzibur, not techuya. So you see, tumah hutra b'tzibur. The kasha of the Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes holds tumah as techuya b'tzibur. What's he going to do with this braisa? Tanoi. No, it's a machlokas tanoi. I agree, there are tanoim that hold tumah hutra b'tzibur. But Lamaisa Tuma Dechuya Betzibur. The Tanya, where do we have a Braisa of a Machlokas, whether Tuma Hutra Betzibur or Dechuya Betzibur? Tzitz, Ben Sheyeshno Al Mitzcho, Ben Sheyeno Al Mitzcho Maratza, Divrei Reb Shimon. Shimon holds that Tzitz is Maratza whether the Kohen's wearing, Kohen Gadol is wearing it, or he's not wearing it. Doesn't make a difference. The Tzitz itself, not the wearing of the Kohen Gadol of the Tzitz is Maratza, but the Tzitz itself is Maratza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Odeo Al Mitzcho Maratza, Eino Odeo Al Mitzcho Eino Maratza. Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be on his forehead. If it's on his forehead, then it has the power to be Maratza. And if it's not, it's not. Omer Lo Rab Shimon, so Rab Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll prove to you that the tzitz is Maratza even where the Kohen's not wearing it. How do you know? Kohen Gadol Biyom HaKippurim Yochiyah. She'eino Odeo Al Mitzcho Maratza. The Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, so he's not wearing the tzitz. He's only wearing the four begadim of what's it called, linen begadim. Doesn't wear the tzitz. And still, it's maratza. Well, we don't find that what's it called, that if the dam became tummy or whatever, he has to bring another korban. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, hanach lekohen gadol biyom kippurim shetumah hutra lo betzibur. No, there's no proof. You don't need the ritzui tzitz by Yom Kippur when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because those are korbanos tzibur. Or their karbanos yachid that are kavu alahem zman, which has the din of a karban tzibur, and therefore you don't need the tzitz because tumah hutra b'tzibur. Mashma though that what's it called that Rabbi Yehuda holds that what's it called that it's no proof because you do need the tzitz because tumah is only dechuya b'tzibur, not hutra b'tzibur. Mechlal Rabbi Shimon Savar tumah dechuya he b'tzibur, and it's not hutra. And there, what's it called? And therefore, he holds that it's a raya that what's it called that the tzitz is maratza even if he's not wearing it. Because if it wouldn't be maratza if he's not wearing it, how is it maratza when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim without it? And you need the ritzli because tumah is only tuchuya b'tzibur. See Rashi. Bein sheyeshno hatzitz al mitzvah shel kohen gadol k'she'ira tumah l'korban. Yom HaKippurim Eino Al Mitzcho B'Shas Avodas Hayom HaPnimis Sheino Nichlas Lefnim B'Big Day Zohav. He's not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Big Day Zohav, only with Big Day Lovin. Shetumah Hutralo Shekulo Korban Tzibur V'Eino Tzorek L'Tzitz. Everything that's done on Yom Kippur is either a Korban Tzibur Mamish or it's the Korbanos of the Aaron that have to be done that day and a Ma'ak of all the other Korbanos. So they have a din of a Korban Tzibur. Mechlad Rav Shimon Sover Dechuyahi. The tzitz who demaratz aloh behind tonight, that it's only dechuya and you need the tzitz to help it out, right? The okay, Tosa says that what's it called? What's the raya that from Yom Kippur? Maybe where it's impossible for it to be on his head, there you don't need it on his head. Now it's only where it's possible. He doesn't wear it. There the tzitz has to be on his head. But Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear the tzitz into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? So, therefore, what's it called? It's the Korban Zdocha without the tzitz. Right? So that's called Dechuya. In other words, you don't need the tzitz. If you can't have the tzitz, then Tumah Dechuya, B'tzibur. So, you don't need the tzitz to, even if you hold Tumah Dechuya, B'tzibur, you only need the tzitz where it's possible. Because if you can do something to make it more kosher, do it. Because the heter of Tumah B'tzibur is only B'dieved. But if there's nothing you can do, then Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur. Right? So the thing is that even the Gemara seems to be saying that even if you have another carbon readily available, you don't have to bring the other one. That's Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Now you see that even if there's no tzitz, you don't have to bring another carbon to begin with. If it's only dechuya, like we said before, if you have another carbon readily available, you bring the tar one. So with this, they answer a Rambam. The Rambam paskins tuma dechuya b'tzibur. Rov Rishonim paskin tuma dechuya b'tzibur. There are a miut of Rishonim who hold the tuma hutra b'tzibur, but Rov Rishonim hold tuma dechuya. The Rambam paskins tuma dechuya, and he also holds that the tzitz is only maratza when it's on his head. Now the chora, that's a stira. Because if tumah is only dechuya, then the tzitz has to be meratza even when it's not on his head. Otherwise, how does it help? But he also like the Tosfos that ain't a chinami. Really, you don't. If you can't have the tzitz, you can't have the tzitz. The raya from the Gemara is not so much from the actual case, but from the spin-off that even if the carbon is tumah and you have another one readily available to tar, you don't have to bring the other one. Okay. Omer Abaya. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this machlokas, whether the tzitz is maratza only when it's on his head or even when it's off his head. If the tzitz got broken, so it's impossible, it's not there at all, then it's not even roy to put on his head, then it's surely not maratza. Everybody agrees. The tzitz has to be at least fit to be put on his head. Okay, physically. Keep pleading the tali besichsa. The question is, if he's not wearing it, but he could be wearing it, and it's hanging on a hook. Rabbi Yehuda Savram Netzach V'Nosa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be on his forehead, and then it's Maratza. Rabbi Shimon Savram Tamid L'Ratzon Fnei Hashem. It's always there. It's always Maratzon Fnei Hashem. My Tamid. What does that mean, Tamid? It's always L'Ratzon. It always is Maratza. What does always include? Ilema Tamid Amitzcho. That it's always on his head, and the mele, it's always maratza. Mimash kachasla. How could it be? He can't wear the tzitz all the time. Milo boy mele besakise, umilo boy menum. He has to go to sleep. He has to, what's it called, go to the besakise, where he's not allowed to wear the tzitz. Ela tamid maratza hu. It's always maratza, even if it's not on his forehead. Even if he's in the bathroom and the tzitz is hanging on a hook, it's maratza. Ayler Yehuda nomi hoksiv tamid. It says tamid. And it can't mean that it's on his forehead all the time, because that's impossible. So it must be that even if it's not on his forehead, it's maratzis. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that pasuk? Hahu tamid shelo yasir daito mimenu. You can't take your mind off the tzitz. He has to have, constantly have his mind on the tzitz. Ki the rabba barafuna, the omer rabba barafuna, chayiv ovel mashmesh betfila b'chol shoah, person has to constantly touch his tefillin to keep his mind on them, right? It's kavachomer miksitz. And we learn that from kavachomer from the tzitz. Umat tzitz she'en bo ela askora achas. Omra Torah mitzchot tamid. The tzitz only has one mention of God's name on it. And you have to, what's it called? And it says, what's it called? That it should be on your forehead, tamid. Not that it should be on your forehead all the time. But all the time it's on your forehead, you realize it's there and have kavachomer. Tefillin has a lot of askoras. Surely it has to have, and it can't be Mesiach Das. So they ask Lechora, what's it called? Mostly the Rashi first. Omer Abaya, Milsa Bapinav, Shehi Lefrushe Pluksayim. Now we're going back and explaining the Machlokas, whether the tzitz is Maratza, even if it's not on his forehead. Besichse Yotin, it's on a hook. When will it be nosei avona kadoshim? When will it be maratza? When it's on his forehead. Echad zed. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay. So in any case, so they ask the chora. The halacha is therefore that tefillin you can't be mesiach das from them. So how is the halacha that you're allowed to sleep shinas haroi with tefillin? So some rishonim learn Tosfos and others that what's it called that the rosh. That Hesach Hadas doesn't mean you can't take your mind off it. Right? Because then if you're sleeping, your mind's not on your tefillin. It means that you can't have Kalas Rosh. You can't be in a joking, lightheaded thing. You have to be serious. So by touching your tefillin all the time, it's not that you constantly remember them, it's that you remember to be serious. But therefore, when you're sleeping, you're not serious. It's not that you have to have your mind on it, just that you can't have joking. The Rambam, though, holds not like that. The Rambam holds that Hesach Hadas means that you have to have your mind on it all the time. If your mind's not on the tefillin, then it doesn't help. So according to the Rambam, right, if you can't have Hesach Hadas, and Hesach Hadas means that you take your mind off the tefillin, says that an avil can't wear tefillin because his mind goes off the tefillin. He's thinking about his tzar, he's not thinking about the tefillin. He's surely not joking around. So obviously, the Hesach Hadas means that you mamish take your mind off it. So how can you sleep with it? Shin Saroi. So they say, well, the main answer they say is that the Pri Yitzchok says that there's a whole Shagas Aryeh, that the only, this is Shagas Aryeh's Kasha on the Rambam. So he says that what's it called, the Pri Yitzchok says that Hesach Hadas on tefillin is only when you're being Mekayim the mitzvah tefillin. It's not the tefillin themselves that can't have Hesach Hadas. It's that when you're Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin with the tefillin, then you can't have Hesach Hadas. But when you're sleeping, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, there's no issue of Hesach Hadas either.